Rosa Parks, called the mother of the civil rights movement, was an ordinary person whose extraordinary courage in challenging segregation stimulated 5 decades of effort aimed at reaching the goal of equal protection for all. Many Marylanders also challenged the system of segregation. Starting today and leading up to the anniversary of Rosa Parks' decision to sit down to take a stand on December 1st, each week we will profile a Marylander who, like Rosa Parks, was an ordinary citizen who courageously committed themselves to the cause.
What we need for the new generation is the consummate expression of the virtues and aspirations we have in common with all Americans. Our supposed differences have been exploited for far too long. All of God's children have wings.
Those are the words of Carl Murphy, the so-called tireless agitator, who was the editor and publisher of the Afro-American newspaper for 45 years, from 1922 to 1967. His father was the founder of the paper. His grandson, Ben Phillips, who works at the paper today, remembers his grandfather as a larger-than-life figure.
Grandfather always seemed like he was 7 feet tall. Of course, he was barely, 5'3 or 5'4. My early remembrances of him is that you always had to say grandfather. You didn't say papa. You said grandfather. While you might have seen as a young person seemed unapproachable, he was actually very open.
As editor and publisher of the Afro-American, Carl Murphy was in a unique position to help shape and lead the early civil rights movement. His writings for the Afro's opinion pages were designed to encourage the foot soldiers in the fight for equal rights and to challenge the political establishment to change the status quo. His grandson, Ben Phillips, remembers.
As a publisher and editor, you did not see him out on the forefront making the speeches. His whole role was to make sure that the message got out, that you had a full open airing of the message. He would put that stark story out there.
Among the stark stories that Carl Murphy put out there were issues of integration among police officers, firemen, and teachers. He attacked examples of disparity between Maryland's black colleges and Maryland's white colleges. In 1935, Carl Murphy became the legal defense chairman of the NAACP to fight laws that upheld political and racial discrimination. In a 1952 editorial, he wrote,
"The oftener our legislatures pass this type of legislation, and the oftener it is upheld by the Supreme Court, the sooner will come the day when Americans are no longer free citizens in a free society. We will become a nation of robots, forced to conform to a pattern designed by and only for the benefits of the favored group in power. Then, liberty, as we once knew it, will be but a memory."
One of Carl Murphy's biggest contributions to the civil rights movement was his role in helping integrate the University of Maryland Law School in 1936 with a strategy that would later be used to integrate schools all over Jim Crow South. Thurgood Marshall, who worked with Murphy on several cases, said of Murphy, "He supported the legal fight lock, stock, and barrel. I can't think of a single case that I, along with the NAACP, argued in the Supreme Court where Carl wasn't there, and also when he didn't take us, the group of us, out to lunch afterwards." To learn more about the unsung civil rights hero, Carl Murphy, please visit centerforemergingmedia.org. To learn more about how the Maryland Humanities Council is celebrating the legacy of Rosa Parks, please visit mdhc.org. This feature was produced by the Center for Emerging Media. The words of Carl Murphy were read by Bill Grimmett. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.